The headline was DraftKings fined $19,000 in Connecticut after online slot machine produces zero wins and 20,000 spins. And we talked about this a lot yesterday, and I really wanted to talk to John Moritz, who broke the story for CT Insider. And this, you know, it's a very interesting story from a lot of different angles, and we welcome him here to Brian and Company. John, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
When did you know that? Because I saw when it got picked up by CNBC. When did you know the story was sort of went beyond Connecticut?
Just internally, I was able to see that it was getting a lot of readership when it got posted yesterday. Soon afterwards, it went on Reddit, and a lot of people seemed to have found out about it and read it there.
So for people who are just joining us, just quickly lay out. And I don't even know how you broke the story, but maybe you can't share. But lay out the story.
Yeah, so the way I found out about this story and broke it is I actually requested the investigation from the Department of Consumer Protection, which they have the gaming division that regulates gambling, online casinos, both in person and online in the state of Connecticut. So a colleague of mine, Alex Putterman, and I decided earlier this year that we wanted to take a closer look into kind of how gambling regulation plays out in the state of Connecticut. And this is one of the incidents and cases that we found.
So, and again, you can go to ctinsider.com to read it. The reason why it resonated, I don't know. I think what makes it resonate, the dollar figure is not a big number. DraftKings is a big company. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny number. But to me, it speaks to trust. And, you know, so I actually, the day it came out, I went and I played, like, you know, because casino games you can play 24/7. It's not like sports betting where you need a game. And I went and I played for a little while to see. I played blackjack and then I ended up blinking and it was like an hour and a half later and I could see the addictive quality of it. But I also, like, it seems like some patterns emerge and, like, I don't know, like, how do we know we can trust it?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really pulled me into the story. I'm not a gambler. I don't play online gaming. So a lot of this has been, you know, a learning curve for me. But what really stood out in this investigation, like you said, was not the number, though there were about 500 players in the state of Connecticut who were impacted by this. It was the fact that one of the things that seemed to really concern regulators was that when DraftKings found out about this issue, which actually resonated from a problem with the game's developer, which was a company called White Hat.
So they say. I mean, that's what they're telling us.
Well, yeah, the game's developer. This was all what was borne out from the eventual investigation from DCP. But after identifying the issue, that was basically my understanding was the game went up online, and the code that was behind the game. It should have had some number in there saying, you know, the win rate is going to be X amount had accidentally been set to zero. And so when they found out this issue, they did not immediately go to DCP. They did refund everyone, but the players that I spoke to and heard about didn't really understand, they didn't get a full explanation of the reason why they were getting refunded.
Right.
And it wasn't until DCP got several complaints from players and went in afterwards to investigate that the problem really began to unravel and become clear.
But, you know, by the way, John Moritz joining us here from CT Insider and Brian and Company. Again, go to ctinsider.com. It's a really, you know, it's a fascinating story about, you know, what happened with an online. And the online casinos are a big business. It's a multi-billion dollar business. And there were zero wins and 20,000 spins. And a slot machine game. But to me, John, and you don't have to comment if you don't want to, it brings up a broader issue, which is whether it's accountability or regulation, how does the public know that there's randomizing in this gaming part of the world and trust that, you know, because when you're playing online and not with a person, it's hard to, you don't know what's going on the other side of your phone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that's a big part of why this story has resonated, especially outside of Connecticut. You know, gambling is a multi-billion-dollar industry in this country now, and in the states that have allowed it, it's readily available at your fingertips on your phone. In Connecticut, they all these games are regulated by the Department of Consumer Protection. Obviously, in this case, you know, there was a the game was able to go online without the proper steps to look into it to ensure that it had that it was producing wins. One of the reforms that they put in afterwards, which seems like it would be something, you know, that they'd be doing anyways. But one of the things DCP came in afterwards and said is to these companies, when you're putting a new game online, you actually have to have someone at your company on the back end playing the game just to make sure that a win is even possible.
Right.
And that's one of the reforms that they put in place after this incident.
You know, and I need to do some work on this, my, you know, myself, but it's sort of, I wonder if we should be talking to the DCP about what their, like, staffing is, what they do, what the regulation is in this segment, because I don't know. I don't know what they're doing and how robust their regulation is.
Well, that's one of the things in this reporting process that my colleague Allison and I hope to be doing quite regularly is talking to DCP. And we have toured some of the facilities, I can say, so far. And you know, we've really been kind of going in to get a better understanding for ourselves of how this works. I can report that the DCP, their gaming division, now has about 60 employees, which which is a big increase since gambling moved to online. You know, previously they had experience obviously regulating the casinos and what goes on there. But with the shift to online, it's really broadened their responsibilities. And so they have been having a hiring boost to try to keep up with that.
Listen, great job. I'm glad it got picked up. And I hope people hammer the story at CT Insider so you can keep covering this stuff. So thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.